Pulling together what feels like the connective tissue of today's episode, there are several threads that run across very different stories. The RSA key factoring, the trusting trust attack, the security posture piece, they all point to accumulated technical debt in foundational infrastructure that's been deferred rather than addressed. Cloudflare's CDN concentration and Broadcom's VDDK move both illustrate what deferred diversification costs when a single vendor makes a decision you don't like. And the neural weather model question, whether statistical models trained on historical data remain reliable in genuinely novel conditions, is actually the same question we should be asking about AI in financial trading, in agentic software, in any high-stakes context.
The science stories are the counterweight I always appreciate on days like this. Quantum gravity observations at Oxford, Navier-Stokes progress from Buckminster, icy moons, as ocean worlds from Massey Seglowski's excellent Substack. These are reminders that the most important things happening in knowledge creation aren't always the ones with the largest funding rounds. Seglowski's piece on icy moons, Jupiter's Europa, Saturn's Enceladus, and others is genuinely moving in the way it describes subsurface oceans that have existed for billions of years in complete isolation from the sun. If life can exist there, and the chemistry suggests it might, the implications for the distribution of life in the universe are profound.
The LAN party house deserves its own mention in the closing, because it's the kind of story that HN elevates and most other news sources wouldn't touch. Someone actually designed and built a house with a dedicated LAN party room, structured wiring throughout for low latency gaming, and documented the whole project. 176 points, 84 comments. It's a celebration of enthusiasm and intentional design that doesn't fit any category except people building exactly what they want.
John Margolis's Roadside America photographs and the Los Angeles parcel-by-parcel development visualization are both about the act of seeing infrastructure and history with fresh eyes. The LA Skyline Project, 302 points, 147 comments, is technically impressive. It animates every building constructed in the metro area from 1880 through 2026, showing how the city physically accumulated. That kind of visualization creates genuine insight that no amount of narrative history produces.
And the antiquated HTML snippets piece, the Getting Your Hands Dirty Health Research, and the Tasmanian Tiger Bite Force Study are the kind of serendipitous intellectual texture that you only find on HN on a good day. The thylacine's bite being unlike any living mammal's is the kind of fossil biomechanics result that opens up questions about convergent evolution and what constraints body plans actually impose on feeding behavior.
Before we sign off, we owe a moment of honest self-reflection. A few months back on a May episode, we made a claim about Ukraine hitting Russian ships in the Caspian Sea. Several listeners wrote in, and they were right to flag it. Ukraine has no capability to reach the Caspian Sea, which is landlocked and located well within Russian territory. That claim should never have made it into a script, and it's the kind of error that happens when geopolitical framing gets accepted without basic geographic sanity checking. We appreciate the listeners who held us to account on that.
We genuinely mean that. Epistemic honesty is the only currency this show has. If we're wrong, we want to know. Everything we discussed today came from the Hacker News community at news.acombinator.com. If any of these stories caught your interest, the Navier-Stokes PDF, the RSA key factoring write-up, the Jellyfin 12 release notes, the Weather Next 3 announcement, the full articles and comment threads are there waiting for you. The community discussion is where the real depth lives.
We also want to say sincerely, this podcast exists because of two tools we rely on every day. Claude Code by Anthropic handles our script generation and production automation, and Perplexity handles real-time topic discovery and research. We're not saying that as a disclaimer, we're saying it because we think it's genuinely interesting that a show about technology is itself made possible by the technologies it covers. That feedback loop feels worth acknowledging.
If you want more coverage of geopolitics, markets, and world events beyond the HN lens, our companion show IntelliJix Daily News covers that beat. It's a natural complement to what we do here. I'm Marcus Rodriguez.
And I'm Sarah Chen. We'll be back tomorrow with whatever the HN community decides matters most. See you then.